Getting the current daf and sech this getting daf yud beis. We're getting on beis. You can test out the big words of the Gemara. But lemele hektish. Well, why can't hektish tell him? Well, adidna. You know, up until now it was enough for that hadafa. Now also should be enough for that hadafa. Which the Gemara answers, no, hektish wants it because they want him to be healthy. Now says Taisus leinna seimi bein izanach nicha. Meaning the Gemara's question Taisus explaining is only according to one mandama, according to one who says that, you know. Do it me, but I'm not going to feed you. So nicha makes sense. The loyim lehektish hachi. We know why hektish wouldn't say such a thing. Even though the master could tell him that. Shon b'shit said the hektish nicha. Obviously, the hektish wants him to be fed. Shleim asav de b'rav. If they don't want him to work for hektish and not get fed, then he's not going to last long. But the Gemara's question is on that of is regarding tzimas dechbetzan secha. At least regarding that, you know that they don't have to give for his adafa. That was the Gemara's question. Next time last the beginning was the Gemara. So the Gemara wanted to know how could he do and pay back when every single pruta is hektish. So the Gemara answers, it's pachav shabbat pruta. We're talking about where less than a value of a pruta. Now the Pesach B'Kun Rashi explains. The ain't hektish chala pachav shabbat pruta. Hektish doesn't take effect less than shabbat pruta, and therefore he pays it back before it gets to shabbat pruta. Which makes Rabbi Yitzchak, yes, because the Tambaz, we learn Bab and Sidam, the name of Chamesh Prutas Hain, there are five halachas that require a Pruta. So now the question is, listen to Shesh Prutas Hain, because the Ein Hektish Chal, Al Pacham Shabbat Pruta, that also is something that requires a Pruta. So Rabbi Marie says, actually, the Hachan, the reason is, Shem Bedaito Shal Maktish, it's actually that it's not the intention of the one who's being Maktish, Yach Al Pacham Shabbat Pruta, that it should take effect less than Shabbat Pruta. Yeah, Hektish could be even less than Shabbat Pruta. That's what's not counted on those things that require Pruta. It's just that when he's being Maktish, he only had in mind something that's worth a Pruta or more. Next is Master Begin with the Gemara, Shifter for us, Le Rabbi. Rechnan said that if someone cuts off the hand of his friend's slave, he gives the Shevis, which is the loss of work, and the doctor bills, he gives that to the master. Which Chase explains, Shifter, that includes two things, Hand of Shevis Kitana, Vigadayla, which Shevis Gedayla, Shevis Katana is the amount of work he's missing out. And Shevis Gedayla is the ultimate loss, which is the damages, which he'll never be able to do the job he was always able to do. He could do a lower job, which that he can't do even now when he's recovering, that's Shevis Katana, but it's also Shevis Gedayla. But Chay says, well, then Tzara Baish of the Rabbi, its truth is also the pain and the embarrassment also goes to his master, Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Bachabu, that the same Baba comes up, Pezayin Manalab, the Yesh Levit Baish, that the slave has Baishes, and that goes to the master. So why didn't they mention that also over here, Rabbi Yechanan? Mishum the ain't chiddush shein l'rabbi, because that's not a chiddush that goes to the master. Obviously, everything goes to the master. But regarding Shabbos, that's kamash one. That's teaching as a chiddush. Topic of the shagol of Shabbos the day. Although the master is taking the Shabbos, as we're saying, that's the chiddush in it. The chiddush is lemechab b'zayin zayin. He still doesn't have to feed him because yachal rab levelam l'ebed. The master told the servant, yeah, say imi ben zanach. I want your work to go for me, which in this case can't work, but the Shevis, which is the unemployment, what he's getting for that, I'm taking that, and I'm still not going to feed you. And that's the Chiddush. And this is the other part, Pesamach, this is the Gemara asked shortly, Shiftai Pshita. So the question is, what do you mean Pshita? I thought that this is a Chiddush. So it says, what it means to say, is Pshita the Shiftai L'Rabbi. That it's obvious that the Shabbos goes to the master. Even though he's not going to feed him, keep him to Yochel Rab Lam Le'eved. I say, because the master can tell him, yeah, do it me, and I'm not going to feed you. Now, says Taisus further, but Rabbi Yechanan leminkad. Rabbi Yechanan simply did not have to mention Katei Yad Abdi Shel Chaveiro. He didn't have to say it in the context of when he cuts off the his friend's slave's hand. Rabbi Le'eved, but he just said explicitly that Yochel Rab Lam Le'eved B'chulu. That yeah, the master can tell the Eved, you work for me, I'm not going to pay you, which is the equivalent of getting his compensatory funds. It's not going to teach something else. And on that, the Gemara answers that the reason why we're picking specifically cutting off the hand of a slave is teaching us a second chiddush, the refusal of Rabbi, which actually is regarding the refuah. The tzar, the samach harifik, the masach, as the Gemara comes out, it's really regarding the pain of when you use an extra strong medicine. Which the Hamini would have thought the Sheila Atzmai, that should be going to the Eved, Kamir for Asai, Sheila Atzmai, which the doctor bills is to go to the Eved for him to pay it off. Gam, Kishiz Boltsar, also when he has to go through a little bit more pain, because a lot of Chaskar of Asai to get a little cheaper on his medical bills, you would think Yelatzmai should go to himself. That's the chiddush that no, it goes to the master. But Tzarkatis Ayad, regarding the pain of the just coming to him, Pshitla, but obviously it goes to the master. Lochelotani, and therefore it doesn't say that. And Mechina Baishas, same thing regarding the Baishas, it's also obvious that that goes to the master, and therefore we didn't have to mention it. We call one mention case of chiddush, and the chiddush here is that the refua, which is the tsar of the medicine, that that also goes to the master. That's the chiddush in, like we're saying, right, for asai. Obviously, the master could tell him, but then how do you explain the previous Gemara of the Machlokes Shimon Gamliel that was mentioned before? Because the lemma of the plagi, you cannot say that they're disagreeing. The master beyachol, the one says you could say this, the master beyachol, you cannot say the ketz baruch leel, as the Gemara had previously asked this point. And if you come out like the Gemara had previously said, that it's where he tells him, you know, use your own, you know, money to feed yourself, and in a famine, you're leisapik, it's not enough. So according to everyone, you can't say this. So what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do? So on that specific, something you can say is, no, as Rabbi Yochanan is saying over here, obvious, you could say, but he would agree that in a famine, you cannot. Why? Because other years you'll find more people having compassion. Because when he goes on, you know, knocking on doors, in the famine year, no one's going to have rechmanis them in such a situation. And therefore, they, even Rabbi Yochanan, agree that everyone would hold that then you cannot tell him, I say, imi bin Nizanach. Next time, after the beginning of the Gemara, for us, say, the Dehu, that the healing, the doctor bills, goes to the Eved because he needs it to heal himself with it. I bought it non. I says Tais in the Mishnah Parak Chavlin, but become the Pezayin Menav the Eved Kenani Shaloi. That when it's his own Eved Kenani, Potim Kulin is exempt from everything. So he doesn't give him even the doctor bills. Shami Yeshchal, maybe you could differentiate because the Avagam Tikish Chavlin by Achar. Although when someone else injures him, which like we're talking about over here, Nisan Rufas LaEved, you do have to give the doctor bills to the slave. When he does it to his own slave, it doesn't. He's not obligated. Right now, another person could say the Avid LeSamach Harifa. It means to say that if you did extra strong medicine, the patim and the ma'isa that you're exempt from the excess. Because I mean, like Akmar says, we have that's what it means to say that the slave doesn't get anything, meaning including refuah, because it doesn't really mean refuah. It really means the excess of that when you do a stronger medicine. Next, I'm about to begin the zigmara. Shemhaya eved kayin. No, it is considered as a chayiv because if it would be a slave of a kayin, pasim in the truma, he would be invalidated from truma. Which says, I'm telling you, we're going to say, what do you mean? Tvei havalei leminkat. It should have said more. The reason why it's a chayv is because now he's making him forbidden in the maidservant, the shaykh after Eved Yisrael, which is something that's even applicable to a Jewish slave. And why don't you say that that's the chayv? You could say that the Ram Kamalahu, he was going according to their own opinions. It's not that they hold Adrab to the contrary, and that's not considered a loss, but he's permitted now in a Jewish woman. That's saying, even according to what they hold, that that's not a loss, but there is a different loss of place of that truma. Next says, Master Bingo de Gemaron, Hishabtuni al Mazainis. That you responded to me regarding the food. What are you going to respond to me, says Jameya, on the truma? So, Stacy explained to a bunch of Shibuloi, that they responded to Mayor, Ma'am, Yerzushalal Zainis, that if he doesn't want to feed Mashai, he's permitted. They thought, the Hadakum Rameya, that this Rameya said, Shemhoya Evit Kain, that he was a slave of a Kain, place of the truma. That he's gonna, you're gonna validate him from truma, and therefore have a chayvloi. It's gonna be a liability for him. Because the master gives him a lot of food. There's a supply chain and very limited consumers. Maybe the chayv is actually that because he has so much food now he's gonna be having a limited supply, or because there's a mitzvah in truma and that's the loss. And that's why they responded to him. What's chayv is that? If he wants, he doesn't have to feed them. Doesn't have to feed them at all. From the Rameh, that Rameh says, okay, look, you responded to me regarding food, that you're right. That for that it's not a chayv, because it doesn't even have to feed him. The matzah shemana al truma, what are you going to respond to me on the truma? Meaning, even if the master doesn't want to feed him, yesh chayv is still a liability. Why? Because still a cheaper market for truma because it's very limited supply of consumers, and become chokin al gairin. Also, he gets to get a portion by the grain. So he's losing out those opportunities for that. It's going to be a chayv. Next is Tez Maskel, Tez Bing Magdigma Bechitim, if you're going to say, Ibai, what do you mean, if he wants to, Zarg Legit, he could just throw a get to him, and he could validate him. Oh, and that's a main, no, it's not true, he could run away, and they won't be able to give him a get. But then says, if you're going to say, Mabakach, well, what's the difference if he wants to, he could throw a get to him, Kamak Mechaybalo, he'd say, HaShekha, Shapaisa Betrub, it's still a chayv. You're right, if he wants to, he could, but Maisa, right now, this that he's accepting the get for him is a fault. And Shem says, we can say is no. The Savar, he helped. No, it's not going to take a liability. Mashmar Kabbalah is there. Just that the Shlich is accepting it for him right this second. Because keeping that film, since even if he wouldn't accept it, Yochel Rav Lepes Mitzvah Minyach, he can develop him in another way. So there is not going to take a chayv this moment. Another way you can explain the Gemara is like this. Iboyi, the master wants to, Zarkli Adam Gita, the master can throw get to him, Savar Karvala, Savar Karvala Evan. He'll do it actually in a way where it's not clear who is closer to. And actually, yes, the Mitzvah Ubishivach Ubaschar. Not only will he be able to be even in Truma and a maid servant and even a free woman, because it won't be clear. He won't be able to have, he'll have the stringency of the both, because we don't know if he's emancipated or not. So therefore, that's what he's saying is not a chayv, because the Mitzvah leaves him a shur, because it's better that he's free right now through the Kabbalah of the Shliach. If he wants to, he could just take 4 zuz from a regular Yisrael, apostle Mitzvah, and he'll invalidate from Truma, and Vedainu Evan, he'll still be Evan. At least now he's being a free person. And therefore, that's what he's saying. That what are you talking about? It's a schus. It's not a chayva. Couldn't expect him to begin the zigmar of shavik later. He could just leave Arik and he could flee Baslam and he'll just go somewhere else. And therefore, it's not considered a chayv. I mean, it's considered it would be a chayv for the shlech to do the get for him, because the master won't be able to catch him. Which Tais says, Mashman, sounds like, okay, the Iarik, that if he would run away, that Oichel B'Truma would be able to eat Truma. And this is what Tais is going to say, when we Leichel, you have to be concerned, Shem HaLachal Yisrael, Mitzvah B'Truma. Maybe he actually sold him to Yisrael, which doesn't need him there for that, and he's actually forbidden Truma. How could he, on the run, as a fugitive, eat Truma? But specifically, something you can say is, no, the Lishchiach, it's not common, Sheik, Nei Yisrael, that any other Yisrael would be buying him, Achash Baruch, he already ran away. You don't want to buy a slave that, who knows, he could be who knows where, and you'll never get him back. So therefore, that's why. He was saying that, well, I mean, the guy could, now, if you didn't accept this, he would still be able to eat Truma. Now, by accepting, it's considered as a chayv.